So this morning, non-resistance. And at the top of that would be resist not evil. These words from Nona Brooks is all about non-resistance. In the beginning of this morning's, on the February 14th reading, love is so many things, but at the very heart of every kind of love is an essence. This core essence is a kind of tie which links God, the Creator, with man, woman, or child, the created. The tie is usually an unacknowledged part of love, but unconsciously it is there. In the love of parent for a child, the love of child for parent, in the love between husband and wife, in the love between dear friends, and so forth. Well, here in Divine Science, we teach how to become unconscious of such things and to become conscious of it. To not go forth so much unconsciously responding and reacting through the days simply because of the way we are designed. Because that can really pull away from this beauty, this wonderful tie, this essence of love. And when we do that, we begin to resist. We begin to shape and develop our own plan and design for that which we do not need to touch. Resistance is absolutely a fine line. In the more practical world today of, let's say, current with electricity or current with water, we have, water would be the best example. We have a large pipe out there. All this water is flowing through it. It's coming from even something bigger, a reservoir. Now, that big pipe is not the same size that's hooked up to everybody's house. If you turned on your faucet, your whole wall would probably blow right out of the place. You know, smaller pipes, different size. The water does not become the resistance. It travels and stays in the flow. It does not become less or more. It goes as the way things are designed. So when it goes into the smaller pipes, it just flows into the smaller pipe. When you turn on the spigot, it just flows out. It's not taking charge of how much it's going to give you or not give you. It's part of a plan. It's part of a design. And so in this essence, we are part of this plan and this design of this infinite, if you will, reservoir that is everywhere and everything. And it is designed to work in accordance to our needs in how we think and feel. And so that's where it becomes kind of a different thing, because I have to say, what is my inner spigot? What am I turning on and turning off to allow a flow to come through? How am I choosing to utilize that? Well, when we become more conscious of it, we can make much more loving and wiser decisions, more compassionate, more graceful, even, ways of how we choose to take this flow, which is so freely given to us. It just is. I mean, to even use the word freely given to us, it's more than being freely given to us. It's freely given to us because it is creation and it is how it all works. So here in Divine Science, we really focus on that rather than just unconsciously responding and reacting to whatever's going up and down the street. You know, there's a lot of turmoil. We don't have to be a part of it. It doesn't mean we ignore problems. But we don't have to be reactors, flying off the cuff and just wanting to always have to hear what I have to say and not listening. I often find myself, when I'm looking at issues of the day, I find myself siding with both parties or both people. I can see where they're coming from. I can see where they're coming from. And I can see too often how people are just screaming at each other and no one wants to listen. No one wants to have any compassion for the other. No one wants to try and understand. But in truth, that's not how we're designed. We are of this essence that is absolute love. A long time ago, I heard it also put as, we have this strainer that you use for straining things. We have the strainer. We take absolute truth and we allow it to come through us with this strainer. So only a certain amount of it's going to come through and the rest of it's not. So what am I allowing to come through me today? Well, how am I allowing myself to be non-resistant? How much am I stepping up trying to do God's work rather than just do what my plan should be? How often am I trying to control situations that I need not be controlling? How often am I trying to make something happen where I shouldn't be trying to make it happen at all? How often am I not allowing myself just to be in this essence of absolute love and trusting the natural flow of things so things will work in accordance to God's divine and perfect plan? How often does that go on? The more I look at it, the more I see myself fighting it. And though I find myself not fighting it often. But I want to go further and further into this. I was just mentioning this morning to Adele, it seems like this last couple of years have been a point in my life where a major shift is occurring in my life. All these changes are taking place in my life. And it's simply because I'm learning more how to be non-resistant. You know? I mean, I'm just learning to just go into the flow and just trust the goodness. Because a lot of times, some of that could be, oh, well, I'm not sure. Maybe I shouldn't. I might be safer not to. And I'm learning not to say that anymore. It's like, go do it. If you're doing it with God's love, if you're truly doing it with God's love, then do it. Because it's going to be all right. It may not go in the direction I had planned it to go into, but it's going to go in the direction of God's love. And that is my bigger plan. I have learned over the years, that's what I really want. After all said and done. There's been times where things didn't go my way at all, and then something new comes up I had no idea about, and I'm like, oh, I absolutely love this. I'm so glad my idea's out of the way. That would be blocking me from this. I would have never seen it. I would have never acknowledged it. I would never have given it my time to even contemplate over. So how much am I just getting in the way by being non-resistant to this idea of being, if you excuse the of being non-resistant? How much am I non-resisting being non-resistant? So when we say resist not evil, for instance, it's basically saying go in the light, walk in the light, walk in the love. Don't stand around and fight it out and battle it out and, you know, battles can be fought by being a loving person. Battles can be won by just being a loving human being. And often when to allow myself to even fall shy of that, I, more and more, is just becoming something I don't. You know what? Honestly, I'm allowing myself to think about this a little bit. In the moment, it feels good, but afterwards, I can go like, "Oh, man." In the moment, it felt okay to step up to something and just stand my ground, and go, rah, 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 rah. And then afterwards, I'm like, "Phew, I didn't really care much for that. I didn't care much for it at all. Even if I got my way." It's almost like an unsuccessful accomplishment. Because I'm searching and wanting and longing for something much deeper. And that's to have a deeper understanding of God as I understand God. I choose to want to go deeper through prayer and meditation to improve on this. It's endless. It's infinite. It's not like it's over unless I've decided, well, that's enough for me. I'm happy with where I'm at. So, and that can work for a little bit. But I welcome the push. I welcome the stretching. I welcome it today. I don't always feel comfortable in it, but I do welcome it. You know, it's without going into all the detail of things, but a couple things, for instance. I'm now working in my dissertation. I'm going to be getting my doctorate in metaphysics, and probably before summertime. And that's very different for me. At this point, I'm, you know, I'll be 65 years old. People will be like, what are you doing that for at your age? What do you mean? Why not? Give me a reason to why not. I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm psyched. I'm energetic. I want to do things. Why should I stop? You know, I've returned to Dr. Spages, who's my homeopathic doctor that completely reversed my diabetes in the past. And then I went and got sloppy for the last couple of years. Well, I've returned to him. And I feel great. You know, I'm experiencing this great cleansing again. I'm like, oh, well, why did I leave? And it's like, well, you know why you left. And I hope I don't do that again. Because I feel stronger than ever about this. And I was pretty strong about it the last time. But temptation is all over the place. To me, to want to fall into not understanding non-resistance is what led me into doing this. It sounds like such a paradox, and yet it's not. As you know, I play music. I've recently replaced another musician in my band. It was not easy to do. But we started rehearsing with a new person, and I'm like, wow. This guy's like pro, he's like fantastic. But you know, I had a hard time because I was like, well, who's going to want to join the band and all this kind of stuff, you know. Instead, I just said, you're doing it all for a loving reason. Do it. You love doing this. Do it. And like that, in comes, just like the last time, in comes his wonderful musician. Again, in comes another wonderful musician. They do want to be a part of it. And as I move in that grace and love, I realize, you know, come on. I mean, God is the power. God is the absolute power. So why am I not applying that? Why am I coming up with all these hemming and hawing kind of ideas? Well, might not be such a good deal. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't see what's... Of course you can't. I don't need to. I've always said it. And that's what I mean. You get deeper and deeper into an understanding of all this. I used to talk to Lucy all the time about this idea of like, I don't need to know what's in the future if I'm walking in the light of God's love. Because it's going to be good. It's like, hey God, you know what? Come on, just surprise me. I'm fine with that. Keep surprising me because it's wonderful. I like wonderful surprises. And yet, still, there I am, hemming and hawing. I don't know. But, you know, the fear starts coming in. The fear takes over. And the fear starts composing wonderful ideas and dictating what I'm going to do and how I'm going to think. And I shortchange myself. 10 out of 10 times. 10 out of 10 times, I shortchange myself. So non-resistance is being in that absolute love, allowing myself to be in the flow that's already naturally designed and created for us, that we can go into this flow and be thinkers and be imaginative and be creative and design and do all these wonderful, beautiful things, but we don't need to be trying to change over the patterns and essence of what God has created and designed. I just need to know that am I in a loving place? Am I true to my beliefs? Am I filled with that grace and that compassion that comes from love and that peace? Then if so, I have all I need. I have all that I need. And that's where faith kicks in. Because now I have to have that faith to know that I have all that I need. Because if not, my faith will still kick in, but it will go into my fear. And it will go into my doubt. And it will go into my feeling and need to manipulate and control the situations. The fear will be my faith. I've always said this. I've never lacked faith, and I don't think people ever lack faith. It's a matter of where we put the faith. Is my faith truly today in God's love and God's plan? Is that where my faith is today? Or is my faith elsewhere? Where is my faith? So I put the two together, non-resistance. Resist not evil. It's the same law. It's the same principle at work. And today's scriptures all tie in to everything that has to do with non-resistance. Be ready. Always give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. And the reason for that is because it's not me that will speak, but the Spirit of the Father which speaketh. And I never need to avenge myself. And I never need to render evil for evil unto any man, or ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. And as always, I will be my best, I will do my best to be a trusted servant of God and not strive, but be gentle as best as I can be. That is non-resistance. And how did I pull this together? Well, I got to give Fanny James all the credit for that. That's where I get all this particular sermon is where I got all that information from. So, you know, sometimes I get it from my own prayer meditations. I still do, but today, this is a lot of her thinking in regards to non-resistance, and it's her scriptures that she likes. In part, a few of them, she has a whole bunch that has to do with non-resistance. So, let's close with a prayer. I don't want to give credit due where credit's due, and it's fully abundant where I just looked at somebody's work and went, ooh, taking all of it. You know. So today was brought to you by Nona Brooks and Fanny James. So anyway, we have a prayer and just give thanks. And this Thanksgiving, to realize that we don't need but God's love to go forth in this non-resistance to be who we are. In that absolute motion, in the essence of absolute goodness and love. To create, to think, to imagine. To be compassionate and giving. To know peace and to freely share it. To always freely share this with everyone and everything. And so it is. Amen.